I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. $5 million in emergency funding is headed to Colorado for watershed protection in the wake of wildfires. Alex Hager reports Glenwood Springs could be getting over $1 million.
The funds come from the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service and will be used to protect water infrastructure within the burn area of the Grizzly Creek fire. Debris flows and rock falls pose a threat to parts of the watershed about 3 miles back from the highway. Glenwood Springs City Manager Deborah Figueroa says infrastructure wasn't burned in the fire, and the area is crucial to the city's water supply.
Being able to protect those watersheds is of the utmost importance for the city.
Figueroa estimates emergency repairs will cost $10 to $15 million, and this first batch of funding will help cover engineering and construction. The city will apply for other grants as well to help offset that cost. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
There are two plans for a new public park in Carbondale. The Carbondale Creative District released the information last night for the park between 8th and 4th Streets along the town's Rio Grande Art Way. Both designs combine play for all ages, community art installations, and elements of nature. Nicholas DeFrank is a local landscape architect who worked on the project.
It provides more fun stuff to do downtown that is in line with our character as a small town, a mountain town, and really gets people to come out and use the art way.
The renderings will be on display at the launch pad and First Bank in Carbondale throughout the month for public comment. The designs are also available at CarbondaleCreativeDistrict.com. Officials say they hope to break ground on the project this spring. It looked like Colorado was about to set a national record of the shortest amount of time between a 100-plus degree day and a measurable snowfall with just 3 days between. But it seems South Dakota swooped in to keep their title. Rapid City went from 102 degrees to snow in just 2 days. Their former national record was 5 days. Climatologist Brian Brettschneider was the one who dug into these records. He says it's common for one day to be in the 80s and for it to snow the next.
But once you start ticking that temperature up, you know, when you talk about 90 or in the 90s and then snowing shortly thereafter, then the number of instances drops dramatically.
Other records were broken, including in Fort Collins, which had its earliest snow on record just after its hottest September day ever recorded. The White House has officially withdrawn its nomination of William Perry Pendley to head the Bureau of Land Management. The move was expected as the U.S. Senate returned to work this week. Pendley has been leading the agency since last summer. He was a controversial choice to take over permanently and faced growing criticism from conservation groups and Democrats. Pendley oversaw the BLM headquarters move to Grand Junction earlier this year. This is Aspen Public Radio News.